Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Barrow. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cecchetti. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jim Cecchetti. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting third. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh takes first base on ball four. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cecchetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Soucheky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soucheky strikes out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Marsh hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Young reaches second base with a double. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Young scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrow strikes out. There goes Arft. The throw from Massey to Carrasquel, and Arft is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Lenhart chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Young. Young fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Young. Fox scores. Stewart moves to third. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Stewart scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Barrow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards first. Arf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Sacheki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sacheki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sacheki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Marsh strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a pop-up towards first. Arf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Massey reaches second base with a double. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Massey moves to third. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenhart moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Stewart reaches third base with a triple. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Minoso moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Arf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla bunts towards first. Arf scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. Minoso scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Paul Lehner now playing right field. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow is 0-2 in the game. Barrow strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Jim Soucheky. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Marsh hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Sleater now pitching. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-2 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sleater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Massey strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Massey out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sleater, and towards Barrow, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lenhart strikes out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to second. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Matt Batts pinch hits for Hank Arft. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrow is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Berardino now playing first base. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a pop-up towards first. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood pinch hits for loose leader. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Marsh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.